This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 938, How to Think Like an Extreme Couponer, by Lisa with BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host and narrator, bringing you some of the best blogs on personal finance in audio form. And a big thanks to Iconic, where you can find designer eyewear and contact lenses at the best price. Our producer Justin ordered a pair through Iconic, and after having glasses for almost 30 years, he said this is his favorite pair ever, and it was the easiest ordering process, too, with a really cool try-on tool that he said he'd never seen anywhere before. And I will share more about that after today's reading. Visit eyeconic.com/OFD to shop for name-brand glasses, contacts, and sunglasses. And save money by using the code OFD to get 10% off your entire order. For now, let's get right to it as we start optimizing your life. How to Think Like an Extreme Couponer, by Lisa with BudgetsAreSexy.com. It seems I have finally come into fashion. See, I've been couponing since long before couponing was cool. Notice how I even use the word coupon as a verb? I do it with CVS, too, as in, I'm going CVSing as soon as my husband gets home. Read, I'm going to walk into CVS with a pile of coupons and walk out with bags loaded of stuff I didn't pay cash for. Even when times were extremely prosperous and Americans were spending money as quickly as they could and spending money they didn't have, I was clipping coupons. Raised by a frugal grandmother, it's in my blood. Then a few things happened, a perfect storm, if you will. The economy tanked, as did the housing market. Americans were losing jobs and their homes were losing value so quickly, heads were spinning. Suddenly, it was cool to get stuff for free by clipping coupons. Now I no longer try to keep friends and family from seeing my stockpile of free goods in my basement. I became proud of it and now show it off. Instead of worrying that they'd turn me into the show Hoarders, I'm secretly hoping they'll suggest me for Extreme Couponers. As an aside, one of my best couponing buddies, Heidi, insists that we are hardcore couponers, not extreme. With smartphones and social media, a hardcore couponer can now find a deal, find a few dozen free somethings, and have it posted on Facebook before the cashier is done scanning the last coupon. And non-couponers gawk at the photos and long for all that free stuff. Couponing is finally in vogue. I taught a couponing class at my local library last month, and it had record attendance out of all of their classes. How did we do it? It's really not that hard. Admittedly, as the hobby becomes more popular, the manufacturers and retailers are catching on to our game and they're making it a bit more difficult with limitations and wording on coupons, but there are still deals to be had if you know where and how to look for them. Even if you don't want to dumpster dive for Sunday coupon inserts, I don't, by the way, you can do well. Follow these few steps. 1. For hardcore couponers, it's just all about stacking deals. Here are the various deals that could possibly be stacked. Sale price, store coupon, manufacturer's coupons, Catalina offer, certificate printed out at register like a gift certificate when you buy a particular item or family of items, mail-in rebate, e-savings, buy one get one or BOGO sales, gift card offers, and earning rewards points. Pick one or two grocery stores that you like and be loyal to them to learn their policies as far as coupons and deals. It can be overwhelming when you're first introduced to deals, and it's easier to learn a store or two first, then branch out. 3. Many stores now offer shopper loyalty cards. Get one, and then see if you can register it online for additional e-savings or e-coupons. These are electronic coupons that are attached to your card that automatically deduct from your total when you scan your card. Editor's note: Mrs. Budgets Are Sexy and I just started doing this. So easy, and we had no idea ourselves until we started watching Extreme Couponers. 4. When the store runs sales and promotions, learn what deals you can stack. Will your store allow a BOGO coupon to be combined with a BOGO sale? Some do. On a BOGO sale, some stores will allow you to use a coupon on each item, even the free one. Will they allow you to use a paper manufacturer coupon in addition to the e-coupon? 5. When I am getting items for free, all I am doing is stacking deals. For example, Kellogg's cereals is on sale this week at my local grocery store. First deal sale, price is 3 boxes for $5. Next deal, when you buy 3 boxes, you get a Catalina printed out at the register for a free gallon of milk. Next deal, I have many manufacturer coupons for Kellogg's, making the cereal anywhere from 27 cents to $1.17 per box. Next deal, in-store promo for a free tote bag when you buy two Kellogg's cereals. Next deal, the Kellogg's boxes at my store also had coupons attached to the front of the box that had a free produce or M&Ms when you buy two Kellogg's cereals. Next deal, there's an online printable rebate form for $10 when you buy $10 worth of Kellogg's cereals. That's all it is, stacking deals. And I'll score 40 or 50 boxes of Kellogg's cereal, dozens of tote bags, my produce, several bags of M&Ms, a dozen gallons of milk, all for about $20 after all is said and done, and I get my rebates. I've been doing this for almost 20 years. I started couponing in college, and I've learned that both retailers and manufacturers are not that original, nor are they very creative. It's the same deals recycled over and over. Chances are, if the item is on sale, there's probably a coupon out for it. The internet is your friend. Just search the brand name plus rebate or printable coupon and see how many hits you get. Consider finding a deal blog or board that you like and follow them. Lots of bloggers, and may I suggest Smart Spending Spot, post all the details in their area, complete with links to printable coupons, e-savings, and rebate forms. Find a site you like, and the deals will be spoon-fed to you, and soon enough, you'll recognize it all on your own. You just listened to the post titled, How to Think Like an Extreme Couponer, by Lisa with BudgetsAreSexy.com. And thanks again to our friends at Iconic. The right pair of prescription glasses or sunglasses is a quick way to switch up your style. If you're looking for contact lenses, you'll find them at Iconic too. Our producer Justin ordered a pair of glasses and he loved the entire process. He said it's his favorite pair ever. He used Iconic's try-on tool to see how the glasses looked on him before ordering, and he said it worked perfectly. The glasses he got were exactly as expected and arrived fast in a beautiful case. He said he's definitely getting his next pair from Iconic and highly recommends them. So visit iconic.com/OFD. That's EYECONIC.com/OFD to shop for quality glasses, contacts, and sunglasses. And save up to $220 with your vision insurance. Don't have insurance? Use code OFD to get 10% off your entire order. Iconic is looking out for your eyes. And that's going to do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for being here and being a subscriber. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.